Okay, so welcome to the last but not least talk of the academic track. I'll introduce Christina Ludwig, which is a PhD student right here in the at the GI Science Research Group in Heidelberg, and she'll be talking about urban green spaces in OpenStreetMap. So go ahead.
Thank you. Hi everyone. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little insight into urban green spaces in OpenStreetMap and the challenges that we faced when trying to assess them. So first of all, the question, what is an urban green space? If you take it literally, it could be like a public park, roadside greenery, or like private gardens. They're all important, provide important ecosystem services, like they have a cooling impact on the urban climate, they provide habitat, therefore increase the biodiversity. In our study, we're actually only focused on public green spaces because they provide recreational and cultural services to people living in cities. Okay, so if you want to go play sports or meet friends. They're an important factor for the quality of life, so it's always good to know where's the next green space for you to go. And that's where our project, Mein Grün, is focused on. So we're trying to develop a recommendation system which will recommend you always like the best or most suitable green space nearby that will satisfy your needs and activities. Okay, so if you want to have a quiet green space to read a book, or a green space with a large grass surface to play soccer, for example. For this, of course, we need a lot of information about green spaces, which is not available so far, so we're using different sources, like municipal data, satellite imagery, social media data, and of course, map data to derive these kinds of information. And OpenStreetMap is a very rich data source, but as we know, before you use it, you should know what you're actually working with and how reliable data is in aspects. So that's what we're doing assessment, which I'm going to present now. In Mein Grün, we actually have two study sites, two pilot cities, it's Heidelberg, where we are right now, and Dresden. In this talk today, I will focus on Dresden, and we'll look at the study site, which is in the center of Dresden, actually. Okay, so the first step when you want to assess anything is basically extracting the data. And that's actually where the problems already start. Because there have been studies about checking the completeness of highways or buildings, and there it's quite easy. You just extract all the features that contain like a building key or a highway key. Okay, but for green spaces, it's not that easy. Okay, there's not just one key, but there's like several keys which are relevant. So for Heidelberg, for example, in a previous study, we basically just manually compiled a list of relevant OSM tags. And if you use them, you actually get a good representation of most green spaces in Heidelberg. So it's a good fit here. And for example, we will have land use cemetery, for example, which is a good fit in Germany because here cemeteries are always green and always vegetated. But if you look at other countries, for example, in Israel, Tel Aviv, cemeteries are almost never vegetated. Okay? So we need to find a method how to find the relevant OSM tags that actually mark green spaces. So how can we do that? We can compare the OSM data basically to satellite imagery. Okay, this on the right is a Sentinel-2 image, or it's actually a vegetation index derived from a 2018 satellite composite. Values basically indicate a lot of vegetation, low values, no vegetation. So what we do now is basically do a zonal statistics, okay? So we'll take like all the features that contain a certain tag, land use, grass, and then we extract all the NEVI values that are located within features that have this tag. We do this for like several OSM tags, and we plot them on a histogram. Okay, so, the amenity parking tag will have, like, usually is associated with DVI values, okay, because normally it's paved, while features with the tag leisure equals park usually are associated with high vegetation values and are vegetated. So there's lots of tags in OpenStreetMap, so I would have to look at hundreds of histograms to find the relevant tags. In order to speed this a bit up, I'm basically deriving three values from each histogram. I'm basically just increasing the size of the bins of the histogram. So I'm using, I'm counting basically all the NDVI values that are larger than 0.6. Okay, and that's basically all the pixels that are green, that are vegetation. Then I count the pixels which are lower than 0.3, and those are for sure paved. Everything green is kind of uncertain. Okay, those are usually mixed pixels where I can't really say is it vegetation or is it not. And I do this, I derive those three values for all the tags. Okay, I can print them in like this form. So this would be Leisure Park. Basically has a 98% probability that it is vegetated and 11% uncertainty, basically. And if I do this for all the tags, I get like the summary, okay? And I rank them by the probability for greenness or like vegetation. And then I get basically the OSM tags that have the highest association with greenness. So of course there's land use forest, which is basically the best indicator and it always shows up. Land use grass, leisure park, so the ones that we actually also expect. There's one here, like land use allotments. That's basically it's some private gardens. It's very common in Germany, I'll show you later. And this tag, for example, is associated with like a very high uncertainty. Okay, we'll see later why that is. Just maybe remember this. And so all of them, as I said before, were focused on public green spaces. So I'm actually not really interested in land use residential. And the reason why land use residential is so associated with high vegetation values is basically that Germans really like vegetated gardens, but private gardens are usually not mapped in OpenStreetMap. So all of those vegetation values basically are attributed to land use residential. So basically now I have a good list of relevant tags and their association actually with greenness. And what we can see here is also, there's not really one cutoff value where I could say, okay, those are the tags that are relevant and these are not. So it's best actually just to like keep working with those probabilities. And about the publicness, we can just like have one assumption. Could look at the access tag, which is provided in OSM. If it's access yes, it's public. If it's access no, it's private. But it's seldomly given, actually. So we basically assume that everything that's mapped in OpenStreetMap is public, besides everything that has a key land use residential, which would be private. Okay? So now we basically have our relevant tags. But now the problem is that in OpenStreetMap, features are overlapping, right? There's land use residential, and then there's above, there's a leisure, leisure park, for example. So I need to kind of decide which one is the more important one. That's so basically generating a mesh of polygons, which actually where each polygon has like a homogeneous land use type. Works like this. So this is just an orthophoto of Dresden. At first, we extract from OpenStreetMap all topographic elements like roads, waterways, railways. We extract the most important ones, the bigger ones, and form city blocks. Okay. Then we buffer the roads and the railways to exclude like the traffic area. And then we're using like additional OSM objects that contain some land use information, such as leisure park, for example, or land use residential. And then we're forming like this hierarchy, like basically a feature which is smaller, then another one has like a higher hierarchy. Okay, so our land use, so this, for example, if this was a land use park, leisure park, and around there's land use residential, this would be tagged or as leisure park, while the surrounding area would be land use residential because it's of a lower priority. In the end, we also cut out like the buildings, they're basically the top priority. And we also like cut the city blocks again using like the pathways. So now we have like this polygon mesh and we got like the relevant tags. And now we're finally ready to actually extract the green spaces. And this is where we come up with our first map of green spaces extracted from OSM. On the right, it's giving like it's the probability that a certain polygon is actually a public green space. And this is basically derived from this basically ranking of OSM tags with their probabilities. So we can see like the bigger ones are given, and the darker it is, the more certain I am that it's actually really a green space. So we got the data, but now we need to know, okay, how good is it actually? So the first thing you do is just compare it to an external data set. Okay, we got municipal data from Dresden, where we extracted green spaces, parks, cemeteries, playgrounds, allotments, and forests. The ones that we actually find relevant for public green spaces. And then we basically do like a basic intersect. So all the red areas are actually things that would be missing in OpenStreetMap. Remember I said before, allotments have like this high degree of uncertainty attached to them when I compare it from the NDVI. So these ones are actually not extracted from OSM, okay, because they don't have like a real, a clear association with greenness. So that's why they are actually not in this map. So this is not a problem with OSM, but that's basically a problem now of the methodology, or we don't have enough evidence to actually derive it. If we take them out, or actually, there's another picture actually. So this is basically how it looks. So in the OpenStreetMap, it's basically mapped as land use allotments, but there's like all those little huts which are not mapped. Okay, in some cities in Karlsruhe, I've seen everyone, they mapped it. So this issue wouldn't be as big here, but here it's not there. So if we take them out, there's still like a few left. But some of them are really missing, but a lot of them are also like other issues. Like here, OSM is actually more up to date than the municipal data set. There was a forest which was removed, which was actually described in OSM, but not updated in the municipal area. And on there's also problems with the definition of a green space. Okay, so the red area is actually paved, it's like a pedestrian zone, tagged as a pedestrian zone in OpenStreetMap. But in the municipal data, actually the whole thing is classified as a green space, okay? So OSM is actually more, has a higher degree of detail, basically. So it's not an error, but it shows up as an error. So we see that this is not really working because the definitions of a green space in the data sets are just so different that I would have to check every feature, which I'm not really willing to do. So public green spaces are like fuzzy. Okay, we can't really do anything about it, so extrinsic comparisons are not really suitable. So instead of this, we were actually looking at, are there like intrinsic ways of finding missing public green spaces in OSM from the data itself? And there's a great example actually within the study area. So those are like basically four building blocks, apartment buildings. Three of them seem to contain green spaces, one of them doesn't. Also, like their structure, you know, the size of the buildings, there's a playground, there's pathways, all hint at the fact that it's actually a public space. And when we compare it to a satellite image, we also see that it's also vegetated. Okay, so for some reason, someone didn't tag this explicitly as a green space. So the idea was, is it possible to find such areas, such missing green spaces, just from the data itself? So we're gathering evidence from geographic context. So we're looking for a dense path network, would be an evidence for public access. The presence of a POI, such as a playground, is another evidence for publicness. And a high vegetation index, derived from the satellite data, as I've shown before, would be an evidence for greenness. Now, the problem is that this is just evidence which has like high degrees of uncertainty. Okay, so for example, with the playground, if there is no playground mapped in OSM, it could either be that there is no playground in reality, or there is a playground, it's just not mapped. Okay, so I don't know what the case actually is. And with the vegetation index, as I've seen, as said before, like there's some mixed pixels which also have some kind of uncertainty where I can't really decide is it green or not? So the idea was to use Dempster-Shafer's theory of evidence to actually fuse these different sources of evidence and thereby explicitly consider the uncertainty. So just a little introduction to the theory. It's basically a framework for reasoning under uncertainty. Okay, the evidence is converted to beliefs, or masses, using belief functions. So it's similar to probabilities, but not quite. So that's why it has a different name. And the difference is to probability theory is that beliefs can be a set about a set of events and not just single ones. So for example, you're able to represent the state of total ignorance, okay? So in probability theory, if you have a coin and you don't know anything about it, you would assume, okay, I have a 50-50 chance. In Dempster-Shafer theory of evidence, I would assign 0% to heads, 0 to tails, and 1 to heads or tails, because I'm sure that one of them will actually happen. So applied to our problem, this could work like this, okay? So from those NDVI values, I can derive like a mass function or mass for greenness, would be, for example, 3% for amenity parking, 74% for gray, and 23% is like the uncertainty. It could be gray or green. For playgrounds, if there's no playground, actually, I have no idea because I don't know whether there is no playground or it wasn't mapped. But if there is a playground, I have some evidence that it's public. Okay, I'm not completely sure, but I have more evidence than before. And with the path density, it's basically similar. So the higher the path density, the higher my belief that it's actually public. So I'm fusing these evidences using the combination rule from Dempster-Shafer. And I get the following map. So on the left side, that's basically the green spaces that I've dissected before, that are explicitly mapped. And these are the ones that were detected from the geographic context. Okay? And you can also see this is the degree of belief that this is part of the class public green space. And now we can see that this place actually shows up because we have the high density of footmag and we have the playground. And in addition to this, actually, other blocks also show up. Like this one also has a playground. But other blocks which only have like single houses, no playgrounds, no path network, will show up as private green spaces, actually. So apply to the whole area. So the light blue one areas are the ones that we've extracted before, that are explicitly in OpenStreetMap, and all the other ones are basically the ones that we derive from geographic context. And we can see that there's a lot of playgrounds in Dresden, and the OSM community is very, very busy mapping all of them, and also the path network is a very high completeness, actually. That's what makes this method actually also work. So with this method, we were able to like detect some of the green spaces that were missed before, but there are some also a bit left. And the good thing about the Dempster-Shafer errors, Dempster theory, is also that we can also get like an uncertainty measure of our final classification. Okay, so as we've seen before, like the allotments, I have not enough evidence from that. So those areas actually, they all show up with high uncertainties. Okay, so they're not assigned like some random class that has the highest probability, but they actually show up as I don't know what it actually is, and then I can like also take a look at those areas and try to get more evidence from other data sources. So to conclude, we've seen that there are several OSM tags that indicate public green spaces, and they all have like varying degrees of certainty. There's not just like one set of them, but it's varying, and it's also varying with regions. A quantitative comparison is not really feasible because green spaces are fuzzy and definitions just vary greatly also in the data. We've also seen that we can get some indicators for missing public green spaces from geographic context with this like simple prototype. And the outlook would be to include additional aspects of geographic context. You know, there's benches, there's also the building geometries that could give you more evidence for it. And in this prototype, I basically defined the belief functions myself. But actually, this is like a classic problem where machine learning and data mining can actually also help to set up those rules. In addition, there's also machine learning methods that explicitly consider uncertainty, which would also be worth investigating for this. So, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Christina, for being perfectly on time.
Yeah.
For a very deep analysis. So, questions? Should I have a few?
Hi, that was super interesting and really easy to follow along with something that's obviously really complex. So good job. I had a question regarding if there's any kind of opportunities for you to do some sort of field-based validation of like the comparison between areas where you have high and low uncertainty to maybe identify like a threshold of everything above 60%, for example, certainty is actually green space to kind of confirm or maybe further classify the data.
Yeah, definitely. Like defining then the threshold, the final cutoff value where you say, okay, that's a green space, that's not. Yeah, that's just a very difficult question, I guess. Yeah, having maybe additional ground truth data would help. I mean, because at some point also for the recommendation system, we have to make a decision, basically, what do we include and what do we exclude. We haven't, in this analysis, we haven't included like the municipal data, which is also maybe gives like some evidence of what to, which green spaces actually then to include. But yeah, that's definitely, I think, a very subjective thing then to set those thresholds in the end, probably, yeah.
Okay, so I'll take the liberty. I think that the using the Dempsey-Shafer theory is a really neat idea, but the limitation is that you have to define what makes you believe that somewhere, someplace is a green space, and that would make it culturally dependent. So you wouldn't be able to generalize that. I was thinking maybe you can look, have you thought about looking into the history of OSM and see whether there are contextual stuff that later became green spaces and use that as part of your analysis?
Yeah, definitely. That would be interesting. I mean, yeah, that's what was the idea about using machine learning data mining, actually to mine those rules, not just to define them, but actually to see also regionally differently, okay, which geographic context variables actually hint at the fact that that's a green space. And the good thing is, like, I think in every city almost there are some green spaces already mapped, and then you could use those basically as training data to gather maybe the geographic context variables that are relevant. And it's definitely also a data quality issue. This thing only works in Dresden because there is like a lot of playgrounds are mapped and the paths are mapped. So I would definitely do this analysis then at different points in time, maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and then see whether like at what point it actually works, and maybe also if the context variables that are relevant also change. So that, yeah, that's actually an interesting thing to look at.
Okay, thank you. So.
Thank you very much. One of the previous publications about the MainGrün project was about green routing, if I recall correctly, which was aiming at suggesting routes based on OpenStreetMap data, which went along recreational areas. Do you think, or is it even planned, to combine this presentation with the routing to deal with the uncertainty in the routing process?
Yeah, definitely. It's also, yeah, one of the aims actually of MainGrün is to improve the routing, to improve like the databases, so also to include satellite imagery. Another possibility to also would be to use Mapillary or Google Street View data actually to get more information about the vegetation content. And so definitely that will be probably the public or private aspect will not be as important for that, but I guess that's also maybe going to be something that we have to evaluate with those people testing the routing then, if that makes a difference or not.
One last question.
You started with saying that it was for an application for finding green spaces for particular purposes. Can you derive suitability for those purposes automatically with any degree of certainty, like whether somewhere is likely to be peaceful or suitable for games?
Yeah, of course, like OpenStreetMap is not our only source. So information about that is often also derived from social media data because people post tweets about that. So it's a great place to play soccer or something. We combine it also so in regard to quiet places by like noise measurements from the city or noise maps to derive this information. So yeah, we try to get as much as information from OSM as possible. Like there's like from the POIs. But it's definitely going to be a big data integration task.
Yeah. Okay, so I would thank you once again and to all the participants of the session of the academic track, which was really great. Thank you.